Hey everybody, we are here with John Taylor from AMD Gaming. We're going to talk about some of the really exciting game announcements they've made today. John, thank you for some time today.
My pleasure.
Listen, before we get into the actual announcements, which are really pretty staggering, and I think people are going to be excited, I'd love to take a moment and have you just share with us a little bit about AMD Gaming, because I think there's a lot people don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So AMD is a chip company, semiconductor company. We're the only company in the world that makes both high-performance CPUs and high-performance GPUs. In fact, you know, if you go back over generations of PC gaming and game consoles, Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony, more people have gamed on our AMD GPUs, mostly you would know them as the Radeon GPUs, than any other type of technology in the world. We're really proud of that. Yeah. So we'll build the CPU components, the GPU components, and sometimes we'll put it together into a single solution, which might be what you find inside a game console.
Right. And you did, not too long ago, announce the Ryzen platform.
Absolutely. Right? Very exciting for us.
Those products are starting to come to market. Am I
right
about that?
They are. And that's been a big focus for us here today. So you and I have behind us right now a couple of walls of motherboards that are ATX, micro ATX, mini ATX. The first I'll point out are all powered by Ryzen, which is our new series of CPUs. We have the Ryzen 7 8-core 16-thread and the Ryzen 5 6-core 12-thread and 4-core 8-thread. And these are in the platforms that you see here. And then today, for the first time, we showed what's beyond Ryzen 7, which we call Ryzen Threadripper, which was a big part of our news at Computex earlier today.
So tell us, my understanding of this is a beast of a CPU. Talk to us about this, because this is exciting news for PC gamers.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've actually got one here if you want to take a look. So that's a Ryzen Threadripper CPU. You can see how it fits in the new socket in our Threadripper platform. And here's what's special about Threadripper. First of all, it is up to 16 cores and 32 threads. So if you game and stream, if you game and you want to power multiple high-end GPUs, if you game and find yourself multitasking quite a bit, or sometimes you game, sometimes you edit video, you create content, there's never been this level of performance available to you in a PC platform before. One of the very cool things that you'll note here as we look at one of the boards that are being shown here at Computex, ASRock, ASUS, Gigabyte MSI, all showing new Ryzen Threadripper boards, you'll see the capability to power four GPUs. Yeah. And we actually demonstrated earlier today, one of our demos was with our new Radeon Vega Frontier Edition high-end GPUs, four at once, all being powered by the Threadripper platform, and you could see those 32 threads lighting it up, a pretty amazing display of power.
This is really relevant for us with Windows gaming, because we've spent a lot of energy and engineering investments in technologies that allow this multitasking. We know that gamers love to be able to do streaming, to do DVR capture, to 4K game, not have any screen tearing or degradation, and on and on, right? They're running Discord, they're doing all of this stuff concurrently. Knowing now they've got this kind of platform support on a CPU to do all of that without frame drop, right?
Absolutely. So let's take streaming. Most people who over the last couple of years have explored gaming and streaming, you know, many of them would need to have a separate PC just for that stream. We really started to solve for that problem with Ryzen, where you could take the Ryzen 5 or the Ryzen 7 and successfully game and stream and see 100% of those frames get delivered for that incredible streaming experience. Threadripper goes so far beyond that that you can basically be gaming and streaming, 100% frames delivered, and rendering something in the background, have your favorite chat applications going, be doing homework or other things for work at the same time. It's an enormous amount of performance.
Well, we'll look forward to putting this to the test. Microsoft has just made a big investment in a streaming technology that we branded Mixer. It was Beam.
Absolutely.
And so we'll be doing a lot of proof testing around this multitasking. So I'll be asking for a free one of these soon.
You'll definitely get that. Anybody interested in Mixer should take a look at the Ryzen platform and the Ryzen Threadripper, because it's really built for those kinds of experiences.
Now, before we move into some of the other announcements, product availability. I don't think you disclosed anything, but it's not too far off, right?
It is not too far off. So Ryzen 7, which is the 8-core product, launched in March. Ryzen 5, the 6 and 4-core products, launched in April. Threadripper is this summer, so summer 2017.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to doing some discussion with you
on that.
Let's walk over here.
Sure.
You've got a game running here that has a particular story that we're interested in on the Microsoft side. Talk to us about this.
Absolutely. So this is another great display of, you know, AMD doing both CPUs and GPUs. So we have a Ryzen 7 1700. So, you know, amazingly, an 8-core 16-thread CPU at 65 watts, powering two of our Radeon RX 580 GPUs. And we're looking at Sniper Elite 4 in 4K. So this is a DirectX 12 title. So for those of you familiar with DirectX 12, Microsoft's newest API for developing games with amazing graphics, amazing performance. We're huge fans of what Microsoft did with DX12. Yeah. And it takes advantage of all of that compute that we're putting into a PC in ways that game APIs really didn't do it before that, which takes us to a place, you know, where we have incredible 4K smooth gaming experiences that we're delivering here, like with Sniper Elite 4.
Yeah. This is a fantastic marriage of the investments we've made around DirectX.
Yes.
And you, AMD has been really, really strong supporter of the work that our Sigma team has done around what I consider step change in with our DX technology of those APIs. So I'm glad to see this kind of adoption. And running this in 4K, that's a big story for us this year. So this is great. I don't know if you're capturing this on film, but this looks stunning in 4K, running DX12.
Now, that's beautiful.
You're going to follow us. We're going to come around here. There's a couple of things that I think are really interesting at this end of the AMD sort of platform story. Talk to us about what we're seeing here across this device array.
And happy to. Obviously, this system jumps out. It's an HP Envy system with a beautiful curved display. So one of the other areas that AMD has been investing in as part of striving to make for a better gaming experience is what we call FreeSync technology. So we work with the display makers around the world, you know, buying from your favorite displays, as well as with OEMs, the top OEMs around the world, to incorporate this technology, which really eliminates the tearing and the stuttering that has been so commonplace in gaming, that can really kind of drive you crazy or come up at the wrong moment to disadvantage you when you're playing your favorite game. So this is a great example, in this case, of HP incorporating FreeSync technology in their devices, just as some of the other systems that you see here having done that as well. Great, smooth, gaming experience, tear-free.
Well, and part of the point here, I think, is, you may have said this, but this is being more broadly adopted by display manufacturers.
It is. We started to see the display makers over the last couple of years rolling out FreeSync displays, and really starting last year, it became standard for OEMs as they built systems for AMD products or other products in the marketplace to incorporate FreeSync. The interesting thing about it that's kind of a cool kicker, if you will, is what it does for gaming, but it also helps with battery life if you're just watching a video on a plane on a laptop. So it's a great technology.
Good. So in this same spirit, follow us over here if you will. We've got on this two banks of PCs part of that sort of platform adoption story. Tell us a little bit about what we're seeing in this family of PCs here.
Absolutely. So I'll kind of work my way forward. One of the things that we did this morning with our Computex press event was, you know, I mentioned when we launched Ryzen 7 and 5, it was just a couple of months ago, and this is the window where we're starting to see the top PC OEMs bringing new systems to the marketplace, high-end gaming, mainstream gaming, or just other general types of entertainment systems. So that's an important moment where you'll see a much wider choice of systems based on that new Ryzen CPU. All of these feature, you know, combinations of either our Radeon graphics or some feature NVIDIA graphics as well, so a great level of choice coming to the market. And then over the last couple of months, as part of really showing that enthusiasm in the marketplace for Ryzen and what that set off, we've seen over 200 of the world's top system integrators. So think boutique OEMs who do amazing things like what we see here with the RGB lighting, with the incredible liquid cooling, building the most tricked out systems in the world, taking advantage of, you know, that CPU architecture, 8-core, 16 threads, that can drive such an incredible gaming experience. So it's been very gratifying to see the enormous amount of innovation that we've seen come from the SIs. So now you have the SIs building at the extreme high end and custom gaming rigs, but also the OEMs that can help, you know, reach many millions of other people and bring Ryzen and Radeon products to them.
Well, and we just this morning spent some time with Dell, and they talked to us quite a bit about this. So we know the adoption in the ecosystem has been strong, and it's actually really, really healthy and good for us to see, you know, partners that are thinking about gaming, integrating this kind of technology, because we know that the need that PC gamers have of the power. Our own portfolio at Microsoft does drives a lot of that.
Well, I mean, good news in that is there's the innovation that Microsoft is taking to it. There's been the innovation that we've seen from SIs, but the whole industry is talking about gaming and innovating for gaming.
They are.
It's very healthy. It's very competitive. There's a tremendous amount of R&D going into it, which can't be anything but great for gamers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, John.
Yes.
Thanks for the time.
My pleasure.
the things we've gone through today really show AMD showing some thought leadership here in gaming, which is exciting as the platform having this kind of industry support. So you should absolutely go check out the Ryzen processors that are available. And we'll be checking in with John soon to know when the Threadripper is available. Thanks for joining us.